may be wondering at that title, Connected and Inseparable. What are we talking about? Well, first, what does it mean to be connected? We're talking about relationally connected, not like the wires are connected over there or the light bulb is connected, but relationally and love relationships. Now, some of those we know are family, loved ones, sometimes even blood relatives. But you know, some of those relationships can be too easily separated, disconnected. And so I think of a time where talking about family and blood relatives, I've heard people say, you know, money is thicker than blood. Do you understand what that means? That's not good. But we've seen that throughout history, for power, for pride, for money, that family has turned against family. And of course, the first one we saw for pride was Cain killing Abel. So clearly a separation of that love. Well, what about the marriage relationship? That's one we clearly think about. That too sometimes is separated and maybe even more permanently divorced. Okay. I keep forgetting that. I'm not for Go ahead, Sally, whatever you want to say. Okay. Niming Baima? Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about marriage then, and Sally can catch up with me here. Okay. People use many reasons to divorce from marriage.
今天很多人离婚的时候，他们有很多的理由。
The only really good reason, I mean, they use money or other things.Is death of a spouse.
但是从圣经上来看，神唯一允许夫妻分开的原因就是夫妻当中有任何的一方死亡。
In fact, the marriage vows, the last part of that is till death do we part.
在美国，当你结婚的时候，在法庭里面，婚姻的誓词里面有一句，最后一句话是说，直到死，我们才可以分离。
Now, some will try to claim that even death won't separate us in marriage, but biblically, that's not true.
有人说，有人甚至说，甚至连死亡都不能够将我们的婚姻分开。但是从圣经来看，这并不是一个正确的说法。
Now, I'm okay, with the idea of making my marriage to my first and only love inseparable.
对于我跟我妻子的婚姻，我是非常，我个人是非常愿意，她是永远不会分开的。
But that doesn't make it possible.
但是呢，那并不代表这就是可以做到的。
Lefong, can you put the slide up here that I asked Casey? Okay. Actually, when I was in China, in the China Daily that I looked at each day, there was this picture, an article.Of the oldest living couple in China. Okay. And these two became my heroes in many ways. I even put Mike and Pat under this because he was 106 years old and they had been married for 90 years. And he said he still loved her and they went every place to see their hands connected. They were connected. They were together. And so actually...If I live to be 106 years old, Pat and I will have been married for 90 years. But even still, we're not totally inseparable in that sense. Because if it depended on me, even right now, I might have something that causes me to separate, even though I would hope not. But I cannot say 100% convinced that we would never separate.
我在中国的时候呢，看到了在报纸上有这样一对老夫妇，他们已经结婚90年了。这位老先生他已经106岁， 我甚至是在这个照片下面写上了我的名字和我妻子的名字，因为我希望我们的爱情也像他们那样，到老的时候也无法分开，也不能分开。事实上，当我真的106岁的时候，我跟我的妻子确实是已经结婚。如果那个时候我们都还健在的话，我们确实是已经结婚了90年了。我想了一想，就是可他16岁就结婚了。而且他结婚的对象是他的初恋对象，就是 Pat。
She told me to go 2 or 3 sentences before she would translate, by the way. Well, is there no relationship of love that truly is inseparable? One even death can't separate from us?
在我们的生命里面，大家有没有想过，会有这样的一种关系是，完全无法分隔的，甚至连死亡都不能使我们与这样的一份关系隔开。
Fortunately, there is such a relationship, a connection of love that's inseparable, and that's what we're going to look at today.
今天我们就要来看一看，在世界上唯一所存的这一份爱是无法分隔的爱，它到底是什么样的一份爱？
There will likely be a time when this truth that we're going to talk about today of inseparable love will keep us from being very, very distressed.
Amen. 正是因为我们今天要谈到的这一份爱，在我们经过很多的痛苦跟艰辛的时候，它可以帮助我们能够走过去。
Even recently, we've experienced, as a connected family, such a time with Pastor Gary's health challenges.
就像最近，我们在我们这个大家庭里面，我们的赵牧师他所经历的，使我们每一个人都与他心心相连。
But in the future, there may be some real times of distress that we'll have to cling to this truth very tightly.
弟兄姊妹们，有可能在不久的将来，在你的人生当中，或许神会许可一些患难、一些艰难临到你的生命，但是正是靠着今天我们要讲到的这一份爱，能够使我们紧紧地抓住神。
So let's have this truth burned into our hearts, something that will transform the way we live. Always remember that, and you'll never forget it. Right?
所以让我们来认识这样的一份真理，也能够把它深深地放在我们的心中。
Let's go to Romans 8:35-39.
让我们一起来看罗马书8:35-39。罗马书8:35-39。
And what I hope we get from this is how to, when unexpected crisis comes up, how we're grounded in this truth and how it gives us peace.
我希望我们经通过读这一段，让我们能够有一点的明白，当很多我们生命当中我们没有预料的危机甚至是艰难临到我们的时候，我们如何能够在其中经过，并且还能够心中有平安。
So you've already read this in Chinese, let me read it in English.
你们已经读过中文了，所以让我来读英文。
What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress?Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height or depth,nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, this seems to be a pretty straightforward part of your word that we should understand, but I would ask for your special presence of your Holy Spirit to teach this to us deeply so that when we go away from these verses, we really do have it in our hearts. And it's there until such a time as we really have to lean on it very strongly. So we We pray for your presence today and your teaching of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, these few verses, five verses, I've kind of broken into three interconnecting sections. And the one leads to the next. The first one, tribulations of life. The second one, triumphant victories. And the third one, testimonies of confidence.
今天我们这一段呢，我是把它分成三个部分来讲。第一个部分呢是生命中的患难，第二部分呢是讲凯旋的得胜，第三部分是讲到见证。
So, tribulations of life, the first verse 35 there that we see is dependent upon that we have a connection that we could be separated from.
罗马书八章三十五节那里，首先他提到的是患难，在这里患难就是他等于是承认有可能会发生的事情，让我们与我们的神隔绝。
So the love that we're talking about here, love in Christ, is the love that He has for His bride. This is not the universal love that we see in John 3:16, but this is a very special love.For his bride, the church.
八章三十五节这里讲到，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？这里基督的爱与约翰福音三章十六节那里神爱世人的爱是有一点不太一样，因为在这里基督的爱它是有一个特别的对象的，就是每一位相信主的人。这里的爱是指着他的教会而说的。
If we back up just a few verses to Romans 8:28, which is one of my very favorite verses, and I'll read that in English and then Sally can read it in Chinese. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to His purposes.
在我们看到患难之前呢，我们先来看一下在罗马书八章二十八节这里也是我最喜欢的一节圣经，这里说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Sometimes people get this verse a little confused. When it's talking about good, it's talking in the context of not what's earthly comfortable, but what's good in God's purposes for us.
很多时候这个万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。讲到这个益处的时候，很多人有一点的迷惑，不太知道他的意思。这里的益处不是指着世界上的舒适而言的，这里的益处是指着叫我们得着从神来的益处。
So this good is bringing us more into the conformity of Christ, more into a closer fellowship with God, bearing good fruit, humble, patient, kind.
这里的益处呢是让我们能够越来越与我们的救主相似，越来越能够与他有一个亲密的关系，能够有一个忍耐，有一个谦卑。
Now I hope I have this right. Pastor Chan, was he the pastor was here last year?
Pastor Dong.
Dong. Okay, I thought he said. Anyway, Pastor Dong. I liked his message and I very much agreed with him saying,There are only two groups, those that do and don't follow Jesus. And I'd go further to say those two groups are those that do and don't believe in Jesus' love for them.
上个礼拜董传道告诉我们在这个世界上只有两种人。第一种是没有相信主的人，第二种是信主的人。但是我愿意更进一步的来说，在这个世界上是有两种人。第一种人是接受神的爱的人，第二种人是没有神的爱的人。
So this group that is talking about here in Romans 8:28 and further are those who want to receive a free gift of eternal life, eternal love, and that love God and are followers of Christ.
所以罗马书八章二十八节这里讲到了这一群人，就是他们愿意接受永远的救恩，愿意接受神永远的生命。并且愿意接受神的爱，跟随神的人。
Now this idea of loving God, no one loves God perfectly here and now. But actually, the greater and the more authentic that love is, sometimes the more they question that extent of love.
讲到爱，其实在我们中间没有一个人是真正有那么爱神的，因为越爱神，越会发现我们自己有很多的问题。
We may even pray daily, God, help me to love you more, because we want to love God.
Amen. 每一天我们可能都会跟神祷告说，主啊，求你使我更爱你，因为从我们的深处，我们是愿意爱神的。
And our faith is that we believe God loves us and sent Jesus to die for our sins, and then he gives us the ability to love him.
并且我们所相信的是神爱我们，差遣他的儿子来拯救我们。正因为这样，我们才能够有能力去学习爱神。
So now that we have this established, who the question in verse 35 really applies to, we might want to look at another couple of common misunderstandings.
这样我们知道了，讲到基督的爱的对象，刚刚我们已经谈了，是指着每一位信主的人。接下来，我们再看一些其他，经常提到的事。
Sometimes people will read this Romans 8:28 is God causes all tribulations to happen to his people. Now it is true God has to allow them, but that's not what verse 28 says.
很多人在读罗马书八章二十八节的时候会有这样的一个理解，就是是我们的神叫一切不好的事情临到我们，但是这个事情临到却是有一个神自己的美意的。
It says God causes all things to work together for good for those that love him and are called to live for his purpose.
这里讲到是神叫万事，就是叫所有的事情都有可能发生在许可发生在我们的身上，却带着一个美好的目的，就是叫我们每一个人可以得着真实的益处。
Now another error that can be is when we read these verses, we'd say, well, God surely won't allow these tribulations Paul's talking about here to happen to his bride.
我们有可能会犯的另外一个错误就是神既然这么爱我们，怎么可能让保罗所提到的这些患难临到我们呢？他不是爱我们的吗？
No, many tribulations of life are consequences of living in a fallen world. There's disease, there's hurricanes, there's distress.
很多时候在我们的人生里面，我们遇到艰难的事情是患难，是因为我们今天生活在这样一个罪恶的时代，所以在这个世界上是有疾病的，在这个世界上也是有飓风或是其他的灾难出现的。
We might just kind of lump a lot of these together, the persecution and all of that, into the word distress, when for a moment we may think this can't be happening. This shouldn't be happening.
当我们读到罗马书八章三十五节，保罗所提到的这些患难的时候，有的时候我们会对自己说，这个绝对不可能出现，也不应该出现在我的生命里。
Such a case should be when a loved one goes to the hospital for what we expect to be a simple fix for a health problem.
这样的患难有可能是我们最亲爱的亲人他生病住到医院里面，我们本来以为只是一个简单的小手术。
And all of a sudden it turns into a more serious matter that doctors don't even seem to know how to fix.
但是这样的小手术也可以变成连医生都不知道如何去解决的大问题。
So in verse 36, and it's actually a quotation of Psalm 44:22, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
罗马书八章三十六节这里是出自于诗篇的四十四篇，在这里他说，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
So I think Paul is reminding us that God's people have always gone through tragedies, but not separated from God's love.
保罗在这里告诉我们，属神的人并不会不经过灾祸或是悲惨的事情，但是所发生的这一切的事却无法叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Hudson Taylor, who started the China Inland Missions, would often interview potential missionaries, and he would ask them their motives. Why do you want to be a missionary?
戴德森是中国内地会的创办人。每一次当有热心的传道人想要去中国，在那个年代想要去中国传教的时候，他总是会问他们一个问题，是什么样的原因使你想要去到那么遥远的东方呢？
He'd ask, "What's behind your motivation?" And many would say, "Well, God calls me to go to a people that He loves, and that's good." Some would say, "I just don't like to think about people that are lost from God, so I want to go be a part of that."
常常他会问人，你想要去中国传教背后真正的动机是什么？有人会回答他说，是因为神的话告诉我，我应当把福音传出去。还有人说，因为我实在不愿意看到在中国那么大一块地方有这么多人得不着福音，他们将会面对是永远的灭亡。
But he would tell them, those are good motivations, but really the only one that is going to sustain you when things get really hard, tragedies, possibly even death, is the love of Christ.
但是到戴德森总是告诉他们，你们的这些原因都是很好的，但至终可以让你们在那里的服事能够支撑你们下去，甚至是面对许多的灾难，甚至是死亡临到你的时候，你还有力量可以走下去的，是因为你里面有神的爱。
So that brings us to the next connecting area is when the tribulations of life turn into triumphant victories.
接下来我要讲我的第二个点，就是当生命中的灾祸如何可以转变成为我们在人生当中凯旋的得胜。
So verse 37 says, in all things, how many things? All, okay. Which things? All, okay. We got that straight. We're conquerors through Him who loves us. It takes in everything.
罗马书八章三十七节在这里说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。在这一切的事上，他不是说一件事，或是某件事，或是大多数的事情，这一切的事，他是指着所有的事情而言的。
The reason I mention that is because sometimes people say, well, it didn't say this, or it didn't say that. It's not an exhaustive list. He's just giving examples of all things.
在这里保罗他没有说是在某一些的情况下才可以应用这句话，他是说在所有的情形下面这句话都能够使用。
He's teaching that all things, every circumstance can turn into a triumphal victory and reminding us of God's unfailing love to turn to during those times.
保罗在这里告诉我们是在一切的事上都已经得胜有余了，他在这里提醒我们神的爱是无法与我们分割的。
Think of sometimes we think that the victory, we know that Jesus died to defeat death. He has victory over that. That's our victory, and certainly it is.
很多时候当我们谈到得胜的时候，我们知道主耶稣已经在十字架上为我们胜过了仇敌，并且他的得胜今天也可以是我们的得胜。
But remember, it's not just then, but it's also now that we have victory in our suffering.
请大家记得，这样的得胜不仅仅是在两千年以前的使徒时代，这样的得胜是今天我们每一位在你经过你人生的患难的时候，你都可以有的得胜。
I think Olivia is suffering a little bit today, so we should pray for her. You know, most conquerors, they must struggle to win their battle, yet Christians find it possible to rest and even have a peace in tribulations.
在这个世界上的征战里面，所有的人都是想要打赢这一场仗，但是基督徒信神的人所不同的是，在这个征战里面，在这样的一份一个困难里面，我们里面却能够有可能享受到从神来的平安。
Now the unbeliever that doesn't believe in God's love doesn't have that and often is hardened by refusing to submit to God's purpose in life.
今天还没有信主的人 可能没有还没有机会能够享受到那一份平安，而且没有信主的人，我们也都是曾经是不信的人。若是我们持续的拒绝神的爱，我们的心会变得越来越刚硬。
So we can see victory during hard times, but we do have to remember that it's only through Him. No victory by our own deeds. That's not how we have victory.
今天我们在这里谈到的是在患难当中的得胜，但我想要提醒大家的是，没有一个得胜是出于我们自己的。我们之所以可以经历在患难当中的平安和得胜，是因为我们有我们的主。
Brings up another one of my favorite verses, 1 John 4:19, that says, We love because He first loved us.
我也想要跟大家分享我最喜欢的另外一首经节，是在约翰一书四章那里说，我们之所以爱，是因为神先爱了我们。
So He loved us first, and ours is really just an echo of that love, and then it has to be transmitted, brought out by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们之所以能够爱，是因为神先爱了我们。我们能够把那一份的爱传递出去，是因为圣灵的能力在我们的身上。
So what does this victory of an inseparable love look like today?
所以今天这个无法叫我们无法与基督分隔的这一份得胜的爱，它到底是怎样的一份爱呢？
We could look at a simple WeChat message.
我相信大家最近都已经读到在微信上面的一个信息。
A pastor's daughter that shows, while she is ever so much connected by the love for her father, she is even more so inseparable from the unfailing love of Jesus.
我们看到 Florence 的信息，她那一段微信里面说到，在这个患难里面，他父亲的这样的一个患难里，他感觉到他和他父亲之间的爱是更加紧密了。他也在这一个患难当中感受到神跟他之间的爱，他跟神的关系，也是非常更多的紧密了。
Or I would say from a message or messages from a faithful wife that sits constantly by her husband's side and waits for the Lord for renewed strength for her husband and her.
我们也知道我们的师母，她这一段时间一直陪在牧师的身边，她叫我们看到她的信心，也和她也跟牧师一同在其中等候，是神使他们的力量复原。
So tribulations in life can lead to triumphant victories, which can then lead to testimonies of confidence, even stronger than before.
在生命中的患难可以叫我们能够经历在一切的事上都得胜有余，也可以叫我们见证我们在生活里面从神来的那一份的信心。
Paul probably had gone through most of these trials in verses 36, 38, 39, yet he was not disrupted from his love relationship with Christ.
虽然保罗在37节这里讲到了很多的患难和灾祸，但是就算是因为这样的事情发生，他也向我们见证了他和神之间的那个爱是无法被分隔的。
He says, I'm convinced, and he really means convinced, very much convinced, of the safety of the Christian in God's loving hands. This is his testimony.
38节那里是保罗他自己个人的见证。
And he'll go over this testimony many more times. One of them in Romans 14:8, if we go on to see. Whether we live in the Lord. Whether we die in the Lord. Whatever we do, to live or to die, is in the Lord.
保罗甚至是更进一步的在罗马书的14章那里，他最后说，他说，我若是活着，是为着主活着；我若是死，是为着主死。不论生或是死，我们都是主的人。
So this is an unwavering confidence in Christians that will continue to be loved by the Lord for eternity.
这里叫我们看到，神对我们的爱是永远的爱。
The ideal of eternal security comes up sometimes, and I would say this is a great passage for eternal security in the faith.
今天我们读的这一段话可以在我看来是让我们的信仰在神的里面有一个永远的给我们一个永远的安全感。
Because when I can't seem to hold on to him, he hangs on to me with an inseparable love.
因为就算是有的时候连我都没有力量可以抓住神的时候，他的手却抓住我，叫我与他无法分隔。
I find it interesting and maybe a little bit up to date when Paul mentions angels and powers that can't separate us.
38节这里也讲到天使和掌权的也无法使我们与神隔绝。
I think earlier, not in Romans, before Romans, he wrote to the Colossians in 2:18 about this angel worship, avoiding that. Okay.
保罗在哥罗西书二章十八节那里也讲到，甚至有敬拜天使的事情发生。
So even today in this world, there's a current push to be more spiritual. New religions, cults, and they're no match for the love of Jesus.
今天在这个世界上，各种各样的宗教，对于属灵事物的追求，甚至是邪教，层出不穷，但是这些一切的拜偶像、宗教的事，都无法与神给我们这一份真实的爱相匹配。
So as we're grounded in this truth, we're no longer to be drawn away by another lover or separated from our true love in Christ.
求主叫我们能够在这样的一个真理里面，就是神对我们这样一个给我们的这样一个不可隔绝的爱。愿意这个真理呢是使我们在其中扎根，好叫我们不被其他的事物动摇。
And finally, the truth is that without this love, which is in Christ Jesus, the world is hopeless. I don't know if you've looked around lately, but it is hopeless.
今天在这个世界上，若没有基督的这样一份真实的爱，实在是叫人觉得很没有盼望。
Also importantly, the love of God is the root of our love for each other, and that is being seen as poured out in prayer for Pastor Gary.
神的爱在我们的里面也使我们有一个力量的源泉，能够为他人祷告。我相信大家为赵牧师的祷告也是因为神的爱在我们心中。
So this love that we have for each other is in him and through him alone.There is no true love of God not produced by the work of Christ.
今天我们所有的这一份爱是因为我们在主的里面，也是借着主的圣灵在我们心中运行，我们才能够彼此相爱。
Philippians 1:6 tells us that he doesn't start what he can't accomplish or begin what's beyond his power to finish.
在腓立比书一章六节那里讲到我深信那在你们身上已经开始了善功的必成全这功直到基督耶稣的日子。在这里保罗讲到主耶稣他若是开始了在我们每一个人身上的善功，他就必定完成这功，若是他没有能力开始，他就不会开始这件事情，他既然开始了，他就必定完成在我们每一个人身上的善功。
I don't know who all of the WeChat messages are from, but I'm thinking most of you are probably on this WeChat group. And so you know this, but I really want to emphasize it today.
我知道在我们为赵牧师祷告的这个微信群里面大多数的弟兄姊妹都在，所以你们也读到了很多的信息，但是我今天想要特别强调的一点是
If you're connected in Christ, you have God's inseparable love. So see what God is going to do through these circumstances for His purposes.
我们若是在基督里面，我们也在神的爱里面，我们可以来经历，来见证神借着这些患难的事情，要如何成就他的旨意。
And remember, these victories and testimonies He gives you will speak to others who have not yet trusted in Christ.
也请大家记得你们所经历的这些患难，并且在患难当中你将要经历到神成为你的平安，成为你的力量，也成为你的爱的时候，这也是将来有一天 你可以向他人做见证的。
As we have a quiet confidence in God's power and goodness through suffering, it creates occasions for witnessing.
我们相信在艰难的环境当中，借着神的大能，他可以叫我们这个人，能够有一天站在别人的面前做出见证。
Someone may say, Casey, where do you get that peace from?
有人可能问，陈弟兄，你经历这么艰难的事情，但你心中的平安是从哪里来的？
And I pray that as we look back, when we look through past tribulations, we're amazed at the love that Christ has carried us through on.
当我们每一个人，我们回头看我们自己的人生的时候，看我们所经历过的患难的时候，我们会非常的惊讶，会非常的惊奇，神的恩典是如何带我们一步一步的走过来的。
As you're familiar with the footprints poem, when we see that single set of prints, we know that that is Christ carrying us in His love through these times.
大家都听过那个脚印的故事，就是一个人在沙滩上走，他一个人走得很孤独，他问神说，你在哪里啊？神说，那对脚印其实是我的，因为我把你背在肩上，我带着你走过来。
The gospel is a blessed hope in your life, my life, our life that nothing else can produce and nothing can destroy.
神给我们的福音是并不是我们自己有的，是神赐给我们的，在你的生命里，在我的生命里，没有任何这个世上没有任何一件事情可以破坏神所赐给我们这样一个永远的福音。
But I pray also that we realize, as Pastor Matt reminded us a couple of weeks ago, we have to become weak for Him to become strong in our lives.
我也想要提醒大家的是，就像Pastor Matthew 几个礼拜以前告诉我们大家的，很多时候我们需要神让我们看见我们自己的软弱，我们才有可能在他的里面经历被他刚强。
Yeah, we can't say, oh, I'm strong enough. No, He is strong enough. His love is strong enough.
当我们以为自己很强壮的时候，我们就没有办法可以经历神成为我们的力量。
Now, I can't possibly describe the fullness of God's love. It's infinite. I'm finite. Okay. And I don't think Paul could either, but he's trying.
我是一个很有限的人，我相信保罗也是一个有限的人，我们每一个有限的人都没有办法可以完全的描述来经历神全备的爱。
But I want to leave you with this in closing to remember.
但是在结束的时候，我希望把这一句话留给你们大家。
There is nothing that you can do to make God love you more.
在这个世界上你没有你自己做的任何一件事情不可以没有办法叫神更多爱你一点。
And there is nothing you can do to make God love you less if you're in Christ Jesus.
若是你在基督里面你少做一件事情，少做任何的事情，也不叫神的爱对你缺少一点。
His love is unconditional, everlasting,perfect and unfailing.
神的爱是没有条件的，是完全的，也是无穷的。
I'd hope that we had a song by Chris Tomlin, Unfailing Love. We didn't get that up, but sometime if you're looking on YouTube, you might look under Chris Tomlin, Unfailing Love. It's a very encouraging song.
在 YouTube 上面有一首歌是 Chris
Tomlin
他演唱的，叫做神永远不败坏不灭的爱，大家可以一起去听一下。
Let's pray and thank God for His unfailing love.
让我们低头祷告，感谢神那永不败落的爱。
Father, we are humbled before you this day and every day as we realize just how powerful, how preciousYour love is for us. Thank you that those of us that follow Jesus have been and given the faith to trust in you, to love you, and to follow you. Just pray that that's not only during the good times, but during hard times as well. And that when we do have difficult times, we'll look to you, we'll receive your peace, we'll focus on your love, and perhaps we'll be able to share that with others.
Amen.
We give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for this body of believers here that is part of your precious love. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.